This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. After the completion of the first phase of general elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. In the second phase, polling will be held in 88 parliamentary seats and 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency on the 26th of this month. CNA leaders of various political parties are addressing rallies across the country in their bid to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Nanded in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi said maximum voting must be ensured during this ongoing festival of democracy in the country. He said the next 25 years will be years of India's greatness in the world. He hit out at the INDIA bloc for being unable to tell people of the country who will be the combined leader. Prime Minister Modi will also hold a public meeting in Chikkaballapur in Bengaluru in Karnataka later in the day. Chief Minister of Karnataka and Congress leader Siddaramaiah is campaigning in Mysore and Mandya constituencies, while Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka D.K. Shivakumar is campaigning in Mandya today. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% has been reported in the first phase of the general elections held yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. 102 Lok Sabha seats were spread over 17 states and 4 union territories, which went to polls in the first phase. The Election Commission has thanked voters and the entire election machinery. 56 villages in Chhattisgarh's Bastar and the Champen tribe of Great Nicobar voted for the first time. The Champen tribe are the indigenous people of the interior of Great Nicobar Island and are designated as a particularly vulnerable tribal group. A large number of first-time voters also participated enthusiastically. Scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. The filing of papers for the phase ended yesterday. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in the third phase on the 7th of May. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Filing of nomination for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls is underway. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. In Odisha, the death toll has risen to 7 in the tragic boat mishap in Jharsuguda district. The ferry carrying over 50 people capsized in the Mahanadi River near Lakhanpur in Jharsuguda district yesterday. Rescue operations are underway to find the missing people. All the occupants on the boat were from neighboring Chhattisgarh. India delivered the first batch of BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles to the Philippines yesterday. According to official sources, the first batch was delivered on board transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force. In January 2022, the Philippines concluded a $375 million deal with India for 3 batteries of shore-based anti-ship variant of the BrahMos, becoming the first export customer for the joint venture missile between India and Russia. The United States has imposed sanctions on 3 China-based companies and 1 from Belarus for providing ballistic missile components to Pakistan. The spokesperson said the U.S. is committed to strengthening the global non-proliferation regime by taking action to disrupt procurement networks supporting proliferation activities of concern. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions in isolated pockets of Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal till Monday. Heat wave conditions are also very likely to prevail in some pockets of Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said Delhi will witness strong surface winds and generally cloudy sky with drizzle for the next few days. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.